This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet today approved 7 major schemes to improve farmers' lives and increase their income at a total outlay of nearly 14,000 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said key projects include the Digital Agriculture Mission, Crop Science for Food and Nutritional Security, Strengthening Agriculture Education, Sustainable Livestock Health, Horticulture Development, Krishi Vigyan Kendras and Natural Resource Management. A 309-kilometre long new rail line project has also been approved to provide the shortest connectivity between 2 major commercial hubs, Mumbai and Indore, at a total cost of 18,000 crore rupees. The project will be completed by the year 2028-29. The Cabinet also cleared a proposal to set up a semiconductor unit at Sanand in Gujarat. The decision has been taken with the objective to develop a vibrant semiconductor ecosystem. The proposed unit will be set up with an investment of 3,300 crore rupees. In Telangana, at least 16 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents amid the current spell of heavy rainfall in the state. Talking to media in Hyderabad today, State Minister D. Sridhar Babu said the government has stepped up relief measures following heavy rains in the state, which led to inundation of low-lying areas in several districts. He said the situation is still grim in the worst affected districts like Khammam, Mehboobabad and parts of Suryapet. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy is visiting the rain-affected Khammam district. The Chief Minister also declared immediate assistance of 5 crore rupees to the worst-hit districts of Khammam, Bhadradri Kothagudam, Mehboobabad and Suryapet. The state government will submit a comprehensive report on flood damage to the centre. In Andhra Pradesh, the state and central governments are making all efforts to restore normalcy in the flood-affected regions. The flood situation in NTR, Krishna and Guntur districts is being closely monitored by Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu. In Maharashtra, heavy rains continue to lash Marathwada region, disrupting normal life and causing serious damage to crops. Parbhani, Nanded, Bid, Jalna and Hingoli districts have been the most affected due to heavy rains, leading to overflowing of rivers causing floods and closure of roads and highways. With many parts of Parbhani district witnessing heavy rain since yesterday, an Indian Army column comprising 60 soldiers and medical teams was mobilized earlier this morning to assist the district administration. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 women pilgrims were killed and a minor girl was seriously injured after a landslide en route to the Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine near Panchi helipad this afternoon. The disaster management team has reached the spot to carry out the relief and rescue operation. President Draupadi Murmu has said the contribution of cooperative sector in India's development is incomparable. The president was speaking at the Golden Jubilee celebration of Sri Varana Women Cooperative Group at Varana Nagar in Kolhapur this afternoon. She said Lijjat Papad and Lamul are the finest examples of the success of cooperative sector. President Murmu reached Kolhapur today on a 3-day visit to Maharashtra. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched party's membership drive in New Delhi. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda, senior party leaders and union ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh addressed the gathering on the occasion. At the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, Day 5 turned out to be a memorable one for India, as shuttler Nitesh Kumar clinched gold while athlete Yogesh Gathunia won silver, taking the country's overall tally to 9 medals. Nitesh bagged gold medal in para badminton this evening, defeating Britain's Daniel Bethel 21-14, 18-21, 23-21 in men's singles SL3 event. Earlier, Yogesh won a silver medal in F56 category of men's discus throw event. It's his second successive silver medal in Paralympics. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya have congratulated the winners. And that is the end of this news bulletin.